KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a few sprinkles in the air. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning with flurries or sprinkles. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 43. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, autopsy results have revealed a Council Bluffs woman who was found unresponsive in her jail cell died from meth poisoning, and a further investigation uncovered a recorded phone call in which she told another person she was dying. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said Monday 25-year-old Jessica Lee was found unresponsive in the Page County jail cell on December 1st. She was transported to an Omaha hospital where she died the next day. An autopsy determined the cause of death was acute methamphetamine toxicity. Officials later discovered that just before Lee was found unresponsive, she placed a recorded call to someone saying that she was dying. She admitted during the call to sneaking the meth into the jail inside of a body cavity. Nobody notified officials about her condition. Police in Red Oak report two arrests on Monday. Just before 9 p.m., officers arrested 57-year-old Darwin Eugene Schur of Red Oak on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. Schur was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And at around 2:40 p.m., 61-year-old David Harry James of Ankeny was arrested in Red Oak for OWI. James was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. Sheriff's officials in Adams County reported traffic stop Monday afternoon near the intersection of Highway 34 and Quince Avenue resulted in the arrest of 29-year-old Nicholas Richard Young from Corning. Young was taken into custody for driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reported yesterday one person was arrested on numerous charges following a chase and shots fired incident that occurred Saturday night. 31-year-old Cole John Doffenbaugh of Greenfield faces felony charges that include eluding, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana with the intent to distribute, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, and interference with official acts involving a firearm. He also faces lesser charges of possession of drug paraphernalia and failure to obey a stop sign. Doffenbaugh was released from custody Sunday morning after posting $5,000 bond. His arrest followed an attempt at around 7:10 p.m. Saturday by Greenfield Police Chief Jesse Lund to stop a pickup truck for a traffic violation that had nearly resulted in a collision on the north side of Greenfield. After the chief activated his vehicle's emergency warning lights, the pickup sped away and fled northbound out of Greenfield. Chief Lund followed the pickup for a little less than 2 miles before it stopped near the residence located at 2257 220th Street in Adair County. The driver, later identified as Doffenbaugh, and an adult female passenger fled from the pickup. While speaking with a juvenile female who remained inside the pickup, more than 10 shots were fired from a handgun some distance away. The chief backed away from the immediate scene and requested further assistance. Peace officers from the Iowa State Patrol, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Stewart Police Department, Adair County Sheriff's Office, and Greenfield Police arrived to assist in the investigation and apprehension of Doffenbaugh. Communication was established with the man, and after a short time, Doffenbaugh walked out of the residence and was taken into custody. A search warrant was later executed at the home. Vanderwater says more than a dozen firearms and more than 2 pounds of a substance believed to be methamphetamine were seized. The incident remains under investigation. The resignation of a city council member in Oakland on December 15th established the need for a special election to fill that seat. Voters will head to the polls today from noon until 8 p.m. to determine which of the three candidates will fill the position left vacant by the resignation of Jason Smith. The candidates include Joe Weedy, Gail Strickland, and Doug Reed. The polling place for today's vote is at the Oakland City Hall. And the Young Professionals of Atlantic, or YPA, who is hosting the third annual awards luncheon and dessert gala on April 27th, are seeking community-wide nominations for the awards. The awards are designed to recognize the achievements of young professionals who demonstrate a commitment to excellence and innovation in their profession and within the community. The awards are open to any young professional who is between 21 and 41 years of age as of January 1st of this year and either works or resides within Cass County. Young professionals will be nominated for their excellence in four different categories: young professional newcomer, entrepreneur, business leader, and public servant. There will also be one Young Professional Choice Workplace Award given, and that recognizes a company who effectively attracts, retains, and develops young professionals. Individuals can either nominate their company or another company. The companies must be Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce members. To submit a nomination, go to the www.atlanticiowa.com for a nomination form or pick one up at the Chamber of Commerce office. All nomination forms must be submitted by March 31st at 5 p.m. The award recipients will be announced during the April 27th awards luncheon and dessert gala. In the funeral announcements, Richard Worley, age 50, of Atlantic, died February 14th. Funeral services for Richard Worley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Gordon Skip Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic, died Saturday at CCMH. Funeral services for Gordon Skip Meyer will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jacob Hartvigson, age 21, of Audubon, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. Funeral services for Jacob Hartvigson will be Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Judy Stevenson, age 77, of Atlantic, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Judy Stevenson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Beth Marusik, age 90, of Atlantic, died Monday at CCMH. Services for Mary Beth Marusik are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Lisa Marsh, age 68, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lisa Marsh are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.